Another question from Kalki Prabhu, which again touches on the point of one way to follow Srila Prabhupada. He's written to me about a disciple of Gaura Govinda Maharaj who claims he is a Prabhupada Mahabhagavat disciple. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether the disciple is claiming that he himself is a Prabhupada Mahabhagavat disciple, whatever that means. Or whether Gaura Govinda, probably it means that he says that Gaura Govinda Maharaj is a Prabhupada Mahabhagavat. Exactly what that means, I don't know. Maybe it means he's Mahabhagavat on the level of Srila Prabhupada. So this disciple says that Prabhupada didn't give the highest. Prabhupada wrote books for low-class people. If he said that to Gaura Govinda Maharaj, Gaura Govinda Maharaj would reject him. He wouldn't accept that. You need someone to explain Prabhupada because you can't understand him. You need a living guru to go back to Godhead. Well, then his guru's already passed away, so he can't go back to Godhead in that case. Is it? If he's a Gaura Govinda Maharaj disciple and he says you need a living guru, then his guru already passed away, so what's he going to do? Yeah, you have to take initiation from a guru who's younger than you. And then you've got a better chance of... You've got a better chance that he'll die after you. This is a funny philosophy. You need someone to explain Prabhupada. Well, that's going on. That's there in Parampara that everyone has the topics of Shastra and the Acharyas explained to them, and we see within our movement that there are marked differences, but even though everyone's supposed to be following Srila Prabhupada, there are marked differences according to who one comes to Krishna consciousness via. For instance, there's a whole Ritvik group, and they claim to be following Srila Prabhupada, and they don't really. It's not that they sat down and they studied and they thought, well, this, that, but they were introduced to Krishna consciousness by followers of the Ritvik idea, and they took it up like that. It's not that they studied to see, is this according to what Prabhupada says? Is this according to Shastra? So it is important how Prabhupada is explained to us. If you come into Krishna consciousness via the Ritvik group, you'll think that's right. Not because, like I say, it's not because they deeply thought about it or studied the issues. They just accept, oh, this person. Practically they accept whoever explained that to them as their guru, because they just accept what they say. So we do need Prabhupada explained to us, no doubt. That's true. It's also true that Srila Prabhupada's teachings are as broad as the ocean, and everything that we need to go back to Godhead is in Srila Prabhupada's books. You need a living guru to go back to Godhead, and there's always a pure devotee on the planet. So what's he insinuating? He's that pure devotee? I don't know, it's some kind of fanaticism. I've many times said that. From time to time, someone comes and says, this one is the Mahabhagavat you have to follow, is the only one, otherwise you can't get Krishna Prem, and so on and so on and so on. But someone might be on the highest level, but that person might not be as good for us to teach us as someone who's on a lower level. Einstein might not be as good for teaching basic physics as some not very high level physics teacher. That's also possible. Probably a trained physics teacher who's just, very ordinary in the field of physics, he could probably teach better to people who don't know anything than Einstein could. Quite likely. Quite possible. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj is on the highest level, no doubt. But he was not a teacher of bhakti, not in the formal sense. So there are gurus who emphasize very much on Krishna prema. You have to get Krishna prema, and that's true. But this, how to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's giving of prema, Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments, Atantar dulabha prema karibare dan shikai sharanagati bhakatera pran. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the purpose of giving that very rarely attained prema, taught about sharanagati, the six attitudes that that bring us to the platform of Krishna prema. So even to understand, if a guru is speaking almost exclusively on topics of Krishna prema, even to begin to understand, first of all, we have to be introduced to sambandha anabideya. What some understanding are? If someone just comes into some, there's a group of people sitting around drinking beer. It's not very common in this country. In America, where Kalkidas is, it's very common. A few men sitting around drinking beer, and someone comes in and says, "You have to get Krishna prema. You have to, with Krishna rati bina jivan to miche hai. Without loving feelings for Krishna, life is useless." People have absolutely no idea about what you're talking. You have to start off explaining, as Srila Prabhupada did again and again. We're not the body. We're eternal living beings. We're suffering in this material world. Most people don't even know that. Suffering is caused by forgetfulness of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person. If you like, you could say that's for low-class people. In one sense, all the shastras are for low-class people. It's for people in this material world. Or much of the shastra. Of course, much of the shastra is for glorification of Krishna. But yeah, in one sense, you could say that Prabhupada catered to low-class people. That's true. He's extended his mercy to the lowest. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. That's why he's called Patita Pavana. He uplifts the lowest and makes them the highest. Kandiya kandiya bale amito adham shikai sharanagate karaha at utam. Bhaktivinoda also says, crying, I declare that I am the lowest, very fallen. But teach me this sharanagati and make me into the topmost. Not topmost that I, not in the sense that I will become top, but bring me to the level of uttama bhakti, the highest level of bhakti. So anyway, like I say, from time to time we run into some fanatics. You know, it's this guru. What do they say about Jesus? Jesus is supposed to have said, "I am the way, the life, and the truth, and no one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus is the only way. So sometimes in our movement we find that also. The only way, this guru, the only way. Maybe some people need that. They need such an, for their psychology, they need that. It's a bit irksome for others. But we can just say thank you very much, Prabhu, and go on distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which is the main, Kalki Prabhu's main service. One thing I can tell you for sure is that if you were to stop distributing Srila Prabhupada's books to go off on some nebulous search for prema, you'd be taking a big step backwards, because you won't get Prabhupada's... How are we going to go back to Godhead at all? We're all living on relying on Srila Prabhupada's mercy. By distributing books, you can personally experience how you're getting Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So let's try to please Srila Prabhupada. Even Krishna Prem, Prahlad Maharaj taught that, what is that verse? Naivod vijay paraduryataya vaitaranyastha tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chittam shochetato vimukha chetas indriyata maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimura. Prahlad said, for myself, I'm in bliss. He said to Nrsimhadev, I'm in bliss, chanting your holy names, considering your glories. So he's on the platform of Prem, but I'm lamenting about the plight of those who are not in Krishna consciousness, who are inimical to you. These fools are trying to be happy on this, on the material platform. So this is very much Srila Prabhupada's mood of, let's try to do something to help the people in Maya. We're also, at least for myself, I can't say I'm free from Maya, but we have Prabhupada's mercy in the form of his instructions, his teachings. So let us try to do something to help others. So, yeah, there are gurus who preach, very much emphasize on Krishna prema, and that's good. We shouldn't think that, well, everything is done just by following rules and regulations. We have to know what is our goal. At the same time, we have to be cognizant of our present position and understand that Rupa Goswami has given us a process of sadhana bhakti to follow so that we can gradually become purified. We have to serve in Prabhupada's mission. And on one hand, yeah, we should just dive into Krishna prema, but on the other hand, we find that we're not doing it. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted Varnashram established so that everyone can be properly situated according to their present situation and gradually make advancement. Because any attempts to immediately jump to the highest level, we often find that devotees, they don't go up, or they may think they're going up and then they just fall down. Adhikana labhya shiddha deho bhave. Viparya fal pabe shakti rabhave. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's not exactly the same thing, but one who tries to meditate upon his spiritually perfect form without attaining the qualification or the required level of purification to do so, viparita fala janma, he gets the opposite result because of his lack of strength in devotional service. Then again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is that? What is that? Uttiya Brikha. Na Uttiya Brikha. Fal Tane, something like, I can't remember the Bengali, but he says that you have to go up the tree to get the good fruits. If you just shake the tree, you'll get only the rotten fruits. in this in regard to trying to get up to the highest level quickly. Okay, I'll finish there. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any more questions just now?